Bank of Cardiff. This is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Lisette Orta. I'm calling from Kids Palace Daycare. I received an offer in the mail when I have a reservation code.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I get that reservation code here?
Yes, 2411.
2411.
0801.
0801.
0001.
Mm-hmm.
0962.
0962. Great. And do you have a phone number that you're calling me from, just in case we get disconnected? We've been having some issues. I can call you right back.
305.
Uh-huh.
826-5953.
5953. So I got 305-826-5953.
Right.
Great. And what was your first name again? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Lisette.
How do you spell that?
L-I-S-S-E-T-T-E.
E-T-T-E?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks, Lisette. The business you were calling from, you said it's Kids Place Daycare Learning Center?
No, not Place. Palace.
Oh, Palace. Okay, I'm sorry. And are you the 100% owner of the business?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Okay. And one last question before I answer any of your questions. How do you guys structure your business? Is it an LLC, an S Corp?
I think it's an S Corp.
Okay. So you put it under your social at the end of the year?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I believe so.
No worries.
I don't even remember right now.
No worries. Why don't you tell me a little bit what you're looking for? And I'll see if I can kind of point you in the right direction as far as...
Yes, before I do anything, I want to tell you some stuff and see if... Because I don't want to waste my time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. I have... I made the mistake of taking out some of these loans before. Okay. I had never done this before.
Okay.
So I took out my first loan with MCA, I believe it is, which was fine. It's always been fine with them. Okay, but then I got called, and I got into three other short-term loans, which I should have never gone into, and yeah, they scammed me big time with the amounts daily and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is I had to do installment with them because it was getting ridiculous the amount that they were taking out of my account daily. So I'm doing it, I'm paying them with installments, whatever. So my main issue is that I would like to either, I don't know how you guys work. If you guys, even if I have loans open, you will be able to do me a loan. Or if we can take care of some of these loans and yet fund me some other capital. I mean, I don't know. I would like to get rid of these short-term loans, but if I can't and you guys are still willing to help, then I'll proceed. And I just don't want to waste my time.
Yeah, sure. No, I totally understand. Let me ask you a few questions here and see if I can do something for you. Do you happen to know like the total balance as far as like all the loans combined?
I don't.
Okay. Do you have like a rough estimate, maybe like a ballpark figure?
Let me see. I don't know. Probably in between all four, probably around 50.
50,000?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know the dailies? What are each daily that's coming out?
Okay, right now, it's not like how I was before. Right now, I have I have one daily,
mm-hmm.
I have two weekly, and I have one monthly.
Oh, wow. Okay. So what's the one daily?
60 a day.
Which
that was an installment they did with me to help me out.
Okay. And what are the two weekly?
The two weekly one is for 348 and the other one is for 100. And then the monthly is 500.
Okay. And what are the name of the companies, the four companies?
Okay, one is MCA.
Uh-huh.
The other one is Yellowstone.
Yellowstone.
The other one is Fox Funding.
Fox Funding.
And the other one is Everest.
Everest. Okay. All right, now let me ask you a few questions. What did you guys do in sales last year?
Probably close to four or 300 something, close to four.
400,000?
Yeah.
Okay, and what about this year? Are you guys trending more than that? Are you running about the same?
Well, this year, probably around the same this year. I still don't have it, but probably around the same.
Okay. How long you've been in business over there for?
Since 2001.
Okay, 2001. And you are 100% owner of your business, right? I
I'm
assume.
the only owner, yeah.
Okay. So listen, just so I can get a kind of better idea here, the amount of loans you've taken out definitely has been, sounds like it's hurting you versus helping you. You know, with
Yes,
those,
exactly.
you know, the shorter
I
term.
mean, I really don't even know if it's a good idea for me to take out another one. I want to get rid of you know, these, even if you guys don't pay for it and I have to pay for it, but with the funds, whatever I get, I probably could even eliminate one or two, you know, and it's going to
Yeah.
help me a lot. Because, you know, I do get the revenues, but then these loans are killing me because, you know, they're very high.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I totally understand. Let me, I mean, it sounds like there's a little bit of wiggle room here that I might be able to do something for you, you know, just to be upfront with you. But what I would need, I mean, I'm sure you're similar, you know, used to the process here. I would just need a, you know, the
Yeah,
short
that's
one.
why I told you, because I didn't want to waste my time and go ahead and send me
Yeah.
a bunch of paperwork and then,
Right.
you know.
Yeah, not, and like I said, I wouldn't want to waste my time either. But just kind of going over what I'm hearing here, we may, I've helped out so many businesses in the kind of the same situation as you before, where they'll call in and they have these short, you know, start have a bunch of short-term loans, and I was able to get a large lump sum and help them out, you know, it's paying some of these off. And worst case scenario, I got them, you know, a small loan. Not as big as what they wanted, but they were able to pay off a couple.
Yeah, I
You
mean,
know, so
even if I pay off one, it'll help.
yeah. So that's my goal here is just trying to help you out and your business. Over here, we're not in the business of just trying to give you money. We want to be able to help your business because we're a relationship-based bank. So we want to build a relationship with you. We want to try and help you out. I feel like we may be able to do something here. Have you gone to your local bank yet?
No.
What about, how's your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
No, my credit is not good.
Not good, okay. That's fine. The good thing is that we don't primarily look at credit. Let me see here.
I think nobody's credit is good right now.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, the thing is that I had a back in when all these stuff happened with the houses and homes and all that.
Yeah.
One of my houses went into foreclosure, and that's what messed me up.
Okay, but do you have well, that's fine. Do you have any tax liens?
No.
Okay, no tax liens. Okay. Well, here, let's do this. How soon do you think you can get me the paperwork that's needed?
Okay, what do you need?
I'm just gonna need a short one-page app, 6 months of your most recent business bank statements, and then a your most recent tax return. Did you
Okay.
file for 2015?
I gotta call the accountant because he hasn't given it to me yet,
Okay,
but I don't know if he's done with it.
what about 2014?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, 2014 will work right now. What's a good email for me to send over the application to?
Kids Palace
Kids Palace
underscore
underscore
2004
2004
at yahoo.com.
at yahoo.com. Okay. All right, listen, I will go ahead and send that over. How soon do you think you can get everything back to me?
I'll try to do it as soon as I can right now.
Okay. And do you want to take down my phone number in case you don't get an email from me? You can
Do
call
me a
me.
favor, because I do me a favor. Can you send out so I can email you back and forth at the same email? Because my business email in my desktop computer, I'm having trouble. I have it on my iPhone, but not on the computer. So if you can do it on my personal email, I'll be able to scan and send you the stuff.
Oh, yeah. What's your personal email?
It would be Lissette, LISSETTE.
Mm-hmm.
Orta, ORTA, at yahoo.com.
Okay, so I got LISSETTEORTA at yahoo.com.
Yes.
Perfect. I'll send it there instead.
Okay.
Do you want to take down my number, though, just in case you need to get a hold of me? You can call me directly. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
858-909-8867.
And your name again is
Jeremiah.
Okay.
Okay. All right, listen, give me like 5 minutes. I'm going to send this over to your personal email. Do me a favor and just respond that you got it so I know you received it. And then I'll just look out for your paperwork, and I'll try to help you out here.
Okay, honey. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.